So welcome to my talk on GNU Radio, what happened, my tech update. So what we'll see in the next couple of minutes is that I'll talk about what happened in the last year with GNU Radio, what's currently ongoing, and a really short outlook into what's coming next. And a lot of that ties into other talks that we'll see today. So let me keep that short. So what's the state of GNU Radio in 2021? So we have three active GNU Radio release lines, and that's kind of exciting because that's really a lot, and it does help people get in touch with GNU Radio really easily. So we've got the GNU Radio 3.7 Legacy release series, which is used for all kinds of legacy systems. We've got 3.8, which is available basically on every modern system via easy installation methods. Typically one line of, entering text into a console and you've got GNU Radio 3.8. And we've just, not 2 weeks ago released 3.9. And now that's the latest and greatest stable release series. And we've, thanks to the great open source maintainers of packages that's, made on the Debian side, and we've got Jaroslav on the Fedora side, we'll be able to include GNU Radio with the next large releases of these distros. So that's pretty, pretty cool. So, pretty cool actually also describes the speed at which GNU Radio is developed. So let me give you a couple of numbers there. So from the release of 3.7 to the release of 3.8, 5,700 commits happened. So that's about 73 per month. That's 2.5 per day. That's pretty, pretty awesome. So compared to that, 3.8 to 3.9, that's only, not even 900 commits, so that's only 50 per month. So where does the slowness come from? The slowness is not actually there. We're just kind of saner. What happened with the 3.7 to 3.8 release was that a lot of people actually, worked out of tree, and that led to a lot of, duplicates and to a lot of small-scale commits that just happen because there's some friction when you do not work upstream but have to work on your own branch, and then there's no coordination between multiple people working on the same thing and stuff. So I guess the sanity is paid for by a seeming decrease in speed, and I'm kind of okay with that. So that's fine. So one thing that I hope, though, that will make entry to GNU Radio development a bit smoother is that we've changed from a contributor license agreement. So you had to send in a piece of paper that signed over your copyright or assigned copyright to your code to the Free Software Foundation to the developer certificate of origin, which just means that you're just saying yourself, hey, this code that I'm contributing is actually for me to contribute. I'm not stealing someone else's code. It's, I'm allowed to contribute this code. And that basically means, there's not a single piece of paper involved with you being able to contribute code. That's also a big thing for a lot of research institutions, which have kind of binding things, what they can't do with copyright. It's not actually hard to do. What that literally means is that you have to add -S to your commit line, and Git will automatically add a signed off